Well, Katie, here we are in Leipzig on a wet day, but presumably excited about the prospects of competing in these Rolex World Cup finals.
Hi, yeah, I'm very excited. I've been in Europe for 6 weeks now, so I'm preparing for this, so I'm very excited for it to start.
World-class field, and you've been over here, you've managed to have a warm-up event. Talk us through how you went there and whether that's built up your expectations for this week.
Yeah, I was very lucky to get an invite to one of the biggest shows here, which was the final of the European League at St. Hogenbosch. It was about a month ago now. She jumped really well. It was her first big indoor show. And she was fourth in the Grand Prix on the Saturday night, so I was very happy with her.
And obviously there is a question of acclimatising. You're coming from your summer and coming up to, you know, sort of our spring, winter time, different temperatures. Presumably the way you think it's acclimatising well, and that's why you wanted to compete.
Yeah, I brought her over so there was long enough. She's had an easy, for our New Zealand summer, she had an easy time since coming back from America. So we've taken our time with her, and she seems to have acclimatised really well here.
And for you, where do you set your bar in what, obviously everyone thinks they can win, but how do you, what is for you would you consider a good result this week?
I really want to do a nice, sensible round in the speed, and then make the final. It's the final day. I'd be very happy.
And the way you feel, I mean, you had the experience of competing in the WEG last year, the World Equestrian Games. Has that all helped? Although that's an outdoor event, but still to be part on the world stage, is it a learning curve?
Yeah, it's been great. And she's jumped some really good clear rounds against the best horses in the world, so it gives you a little bit more confidence that she can do it. So I'm very excited. If I can just keep trying to jump clear and see what happens.
Obviously, are you the sort of person who gets nervous on the big stage, or are you a fairly relaxed person?
I'm normally pretty relaxed, so I have to make myself a bit more excited.
But obviously for you, though, is this a big year for you and for New Zealand show jumping? Because obviously for London 2012, presumably that's a goal that for you and your fellow New Zealand riders would like to be part of.
Yeah, it's definitely the goal, the London Olympics. We have to do the qualifier in Aachen in July, so we'll try and qualify in either an individual spot or a team spot.
How do you feel? Do you think that's definitely something that can be achieved?
Yeah, I think so. I'll give it a good shot, and hopefully we can get a spot at London.
What would it mean for you to do that and try and put New Zealand show jumping on the map?
Going to London would be amazing. I think it's going to be one of the best Olympics ever. I'll try my hardest and see what can happen.
Would this, if you're a good performance here, that presumably will give you the sort of self-confidence to know that this is everything is a realistic ambition?
Yeah, hopefully Delphi can just do her best here and we'll see what happens.